You're listening to SBS News.
Hogwarts, a school for the teaching of magic in the Harry Potter film series, is a fictional neo-Gothic building set in a remote landscape. It also bears a striking resemblance to the University of Sydney. It's that likeness that's drawing crowds of Chinese tourists, many thinking scenes from the Harry Potter movie were actually filmed at the university.
Our tour guide told us that this is one of the places Harry Potter was filmed, and also that the university is famous.
I think this place was where Harry Potter was filmed. It's very famous, and I've seen a lot of my friends who have come here to take photos, and that's why I really wanted to come here and see it.
SBS News has uncovered online marketing that says Sydney University was a location for the Boy Wizard movies. One webpage says the main teaching building at the University of Sydney is one of the locations where Harry Potter was filmed. Another says it's particularly famous, it's one of the locations of the film Harry Potter. Lawyers say such advertising would fall foul of the law. Sarah Butler is a senior associate from Holding Redditch Lawyers.
If a tour company is offering tours of the University of Sydney and it's promoting those tours by saying that Harry Potter was filmed at the University of Sydney, when that is not in fact the case, that would likely fall in breach of the Australian consumer law.
Ms. Butler says consumers may have recourse to recover any losses they sustain as a result of any false advertising.
Consumers can seek to recover the amount of any loss or damage which they have suffered or incurred as a result of the misleading conduct. So such damages might include, any payments which they have made to the tour company or any other such damages which they've incurred in relying on the statements which fall in breach of the Australian consumer law.
When SBS News asked one of the tour companies about the advertising in question, they said that they needed to consult internally and that they would rectify any mistakes. Dr. James Fraser is the senior curator of the Nicholson Museum, located at the university's famous quadrangle. He says regardless of whether or not it's Harry Potter bringing tourists into the university, the increase in foot traffic has had some positive effects.
Astonishing increase in the number of visitors through the university campus. In 2 years, in February, we've had more than 4,000 people increase from 2017 to 2019. And one of the reasons for that is the neo-Gothic architecture of our main quadrangle, and people come into our front desk at the museum and ask us, can you please show us where Harry Potter was filmed? This surge in visitor numbers is a real positive for us. We've got this astonishing world-class collection of antiquities here in Sydney, and we should be sharing it with the world, and now we are.
For many of the tourists streaming through the university, though, just getting a glimpse of the architecture gives them plenty to admire. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.